Wow, been a tough week, huh, for people on the fire. Some of you live close to it, but the Lord have blessed you that the wind is not going toward your direction. Everything is based by the wind, right? Everyone look at the weather. But I'm just so glad that you're coming here to understand what is all this about. And the sermon I want to share with you before we start, I see some few people I haven't seen for a while. I'm busy with other Vietnamese service, videotape some of the study. I see the family that I met every Sunday, and the two kids in my class. I think I'm teaching right now, Eden, right? Can you stand up? That young boy right there. Yeah, he's learning very good Vietnamese. Oh, don't do that, Sophie. Can you stand up? Always have a beautiful hair and bow. Thanks to mom. Okay. And can you introduce your name so people will know?
Sure. My name is Jad, and this is my wife, Julie.
Jad and Julie. Good. I think Jad will come here, and on Sunday he learned about Vietnamese. Hopefully one of these days you pick up some word. And once your children start picking, I'm sure you're going to pick up as well. Thank you. Thanks for coming today. Well, I want to share with you a very important message this morning, I think. And the title of my message is Destroyed by Fire. This is not new. If we read the Bible, many times that the Lord had mentioned about the destruction by fire. The question is this, why? Why now? Am I in this or not? So I want to lead to a couple of verses for us to think upon it. First, I want to share with you some statistics. Some of you maybe already know. But in November 8th, early morning at 6:30, all right, the campfire pickup, and within hour, the whole city, Paradise sister exists. Nothing left. I mean, I'm taking a look at that picture from the sky. Look it down. Just like something just happened. The whole time pretty much wiped off. It's not a movie. It's not make-believe. It's real. It's really real. Yeah, the city paradise. I thought that many old people retired like to live in paradise. There's no paradise anymore. I'm wondering how fast the fire is growing. They say within 24 hours, 70,000 acres burn up. Is that a lot? How much is 70,000 acres? That's a twice the size of San Francisco City. Twice. So imagine with me, if you go to sleep tonight, wake up tomorrow, the whole city, San Francisco, burned down to ashes. That's what it means. Within half a day, the whole city is gone. The fire, when they interviewed, say they have never seen fire move so quick like the campfire up north. It's so fast. I can imagine, see, that firefighter tried to save home. They said, no, we're not trying to save someone else. We want to save lives. I don't care about the home's fire anymore. They're trying to save people. Now, that early morning, 6:30, probably some of the people are still asleep because a lot of people there is retired. They don't have to wake up so early. And so the fire took them by surprise. Many people didn't make it. They know 74 people have dead. They try to find out. But more than 1,000 people are still lost. They couldn't find the body. How will you find the body when a fire goes? You can't even... I mean, it's turned to ashes. You couldn't find it. Right? I remember I was doing a pot when I was in high school. And when I make a king tuck head, you know, beautiful, and put glaze in there, and of course I make it round because I put a lot of heavy paper in there, make it easy for me to do it. And I put in kiln, and the next day I pour it out and look for the paper in there. There's nothing left. That means when it's burned, nothing left. So 1,000 people missing, they couldn't find it. The house burned down. Can you imagine? It's burned so quick and so fast and so hot that nothing can resist. How can a person survive when the fire is going through, when even the cart melt, the headlight melt, even the mobile home, I see the metal sheet is melted down. I couldn't believe it. Who can survive? Who can survive into that? I can't imagine that people are struggling, cried out for help. Can anyone hear? No one here. Just like someone in the oven is burning and cried out for help that no one outside hear about it. I'm wondering how hot that fire. Just let you know a little bit. I have a little taste of it. When I was young, I tried to burn up the stove and cook something, like that, but I turn on and the fire does not start. Okay, and I play around with what happened. I turn off and on. Anyway, how stupid I am, I turn on and I try to find a fire. I put my head close it. Boom, the fire come out. Burn my eyebrow and my... You know, I said, wow, man, that fire is strong. Can't imagine the fire in paradise. Just like an oven sweep through the whole city. And people screaming, but no one could help. Is there something that we can learn from that? Or just another story, another headline, that within a few weeks that the fire will contain and we can forget about this? My friend, today we are looking to the Word of God. It's so important that I remember one upon a time. There's a city. Early morning before sunrise, the whole city burned up just like paradise. Do you know what city was this? Sodom. That's what it is. Today we're going to look at this story. And we're going to try to find and also look into the story. How can we understand some of these issues here? Now, I want you to turn into, before we get into that, people are talking about the end time, okay? Let me help you to turn to the 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Okay, turn with the Bible with me. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord, what is the day of the Lord? What is the day of the Lord, my friend? It's the Lord's coming, right? The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. That means you don't know the hour, in which the heaven will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. That means burning, melt. Both the earth and the work that are in it will be burned up. So the Bible says clearly, there's only one verse, that many verses say, at the end time, this earth will be what? Will be destroyed by flood or by fire? Come on, friend. Flood or fire? Fire! I couldn't believe it. When I watched the movie 2012, how many people watched the movie 2012? They say the earth will be destroyed by what? By flood! Contradict what the Bible says. My friend, we got to go into the Bible, not to Hollywood, to learn the Word of God. Okay? And so the end time, this earth will be burned by fire. Okay? Now, who can escape this? Who? According to Paradise Story, there are some people able to escape that fire. I cannot imagine how can a roaring fire sweep through the town Paradise and there are some people who still survive. I couldn't believe it. If it melted the car, how can it go past me and I'm still survive, right? There's something strange happened that Troy Miller say that I could not believe it. I can hear the fire running. I saw it come to me. I see people in front of me get burned. The car got burned when it swept through me and I'm still survive. And he say that it's only a miracle of God that I'm still surviving. Only a miracle of God. And so the end time, the fire was swept through this earth. And now we have to go back to the story, that old story, but it's so important to you and I today. A lot of times we don't visit the book of Genesis, but there's something that we need to pull out some example, and that lesson we can learn. Go with me in the book of Genesis chapter 19, verse 24. The end of the story that we heard about the Sodom. Verse 24 says, "Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of heaven." So what happened to Sodom? It catched on fire. The same thing at the town of paradise. Now, why God put this story in here? Well, turn with me in the book of Jude, okay? And you understand why, the reason that I bring this up today. Matter of fact, everyone should reread the story because it's so important. Why that? Because the Bible even says so. The book of Jude just right before the book of Revelation. Okay? Jude chapter 7. "As Sodom and Gomorrah and the city around them in similar manners to these, having given themselves ever to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as what? As an example, suffering the visions of eternal life." That means God wants to put this story in the Bible for what? For us to learn. It's an example for you and I to take a clear look at what happened in the past. Can we learn something from the past? Yes or no? Yes? Oh, yes, we can learn so much lesson in the past. We should learn so much. Just imagine the story in paradise. If the people who already passed away from this fire, if they survived, do you think they have a story to tell us? Do you think? Yeah. They might have the story. Say, "You know what? I thought I still have some time. I went into the house and gathered my belonging, and I come out, get the car, and about to take off, the fire hit the car and burn up the car and burn up me and my wife in the car." Oh yeah, they're going to tell you a story then. Another story maybe come up. "You know what? I'm about to leave the house, but you know what? I just run in just a little bit, 5 minutes, and I think I have some time because I saw the fire just above the mountain, but when I came out, the fire just here. I just never know the fire to come that quick." My friend, I wish we can listen to the testimony of the people who passed away. From the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, I wish that Lot's wife still alive to tell the story. No, but she's gone. She was turned into what? Pillar of salt. Because she looked back. But my friend, God still have a good story and good lesson for us in the Bible. Let revisit the story. If you have not visited, let understand this story very carefully in the book of Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. The story beginning where Lot sit in the front of the city. "Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening." By the way, did Lot know that's an angel? Yes or no? No. Probably the two nice-looking fellow. Beautiful young man. All right, the two men come, all right? And Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself in his face and toward him. This means when you have a stranger come into your town, come to your house, you greet them. Okay? Did you know that? When you greet stranger, you might greet the angel. You might invite Jesus into your home. You see, today people say, "You know, I don't have time for a stranger. I'm so busy with school. I'm still busy with work. I'm still busy with my family. I have no time for a stranger." My friend, at the very end time, God testing it. Are we give our helping hand to the stranger? Look with me in the book of Matthew chapter 25. Okay, I want to prove to you Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25 is just right before Jesus Christ's crucifixion. Okay? This is the last message that Jesus had for his church. The last message. Did you think the last message is important? Very important. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. And the story tried to tell there's two groups of people that one will be saved and the other one will be lost. Well, the one to be saved, that Jesus said, you know, since you greet me, now you come to my Father's house. And the people said, no, I never greet you. I never see you in prison, I visit you. I never see you naked, I have to clothe you. I never see you hungry, that I have to feed you. But here what Jesus say here, verse 40. The king was answered to say to them, surely I say to you, as much as you did it to one of these least, my brethren, you did it to me. If you greet other people, other strangers, you did it to me. If we greet the stranger, you did it to me. And here it is. Lot greet the stranger. Behold, that he welcomed Jesus come to his home. Little people know. The whole city, no one greet them. Except Lot. Except Lot. Because the angels say, here, this is the way. So first point we learn is to accept him. Accept Jesus. Accept the angel of the home. Accept people. Because Jesus, I am the way and the life. No one can go to my Father but go through me, right? And so Jesus is the way. Accept Jesus. So the first point we need to accept, Lot accept. Other people don't accept, they did not hear the good news. When you come to church, when you hear the gospel, when you read the Bible, you accept Jesus about to tell you something. When you don't accept, you don't hear the great gospel. Okay, now accept them to the home. Okay, now go back into Genesis chapter 19. Okay, I'm going to move quick into this chapter so we understand what we can learn here. Verse 10 and 11. Now when they come to the home, they have a good supper. All right, and the man in Sodom tried to knock on the door of Lot's home and say, you know what? I like that two young men. Please, let us meet them. Lot said, you know, I don't think you want to meet them because you're going to hurt them. Okay? Remember the story full of sexual immorality, right? And so here it is. The people bang on the door and try to pull Lot out and try to hurt Lot. Verse 10 says that, but the men reach out their hand and pull Lot into the house with them and shut the door. That means the angel tried to pull Lot away from the mob of the city, and they struck the men of the city who served at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they became weary trying to find the home. That means make the people blind. They couldn't find the home. Who saved Lot? Who saved Lot? The people that Lot invite to the home. My friend, when you bring Jesus into your home, God will save you. So first point, you got to accept Jesus. Number two, when you accept him, as you become your son, you has become his son and daughter, he will protect you. Is that true? Let's turn to the Bible with me in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. Okay? And so, you know, when we become a daughter and the son of God, he wants to keep you safe. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3 says, that no one should be shaken by this affliction, for you yourself know that we are appointed to this. Did I say that? No, I'm sorry. 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. I'm sorry. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from all the evil one. That means someone will try to hurt you. Guess what? Because you are his son, you are his daughter, he will protect you. Because if you don't accept him, say, you know what? I don't want God. I don't want you to protect me. I can protect myself. Ask people in the fire, do they need protection? They need help or not? Yes. If they can cry it out and people can come and help, but no one come to help them. And so God protect this particular man, Troy Miller. He could not believe it. The fire went through and he's still alive. Somehow God protect. And story of Lot, God protect Lot from evil one. And if you want to jot down Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, God also try protect his God people. Point number three. Now, after God put after the two angels pour Lot into the home, what do you think? Do they have a wonderful night sleep there? What the angel mean? The angels mean the messenger. That means there's a message I want to deliver to you. Now, if a message delivered to your home, especially the one is so important that might consider you be alive or dead, do you want to read that message that very moment? Or you say, you know what? You can wait tomorrow. You know, you can tell me. Don't wait. I mean, I can wait to listen to the message. Have a good night's sleep. That's when you have a long day and we would fight with a mob. Let have good sleep. You know what? What did the two men say? No. There's something important tonight I have to tell you. And what is it? Go with me into Genesis chapter 19, verse 13. Genesis chapter 19, verse 13 said, "For we will destroy this place because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it." Now imagine with me here. Lot thought this is two young men. Especially, you don't know anything about my city. And this city built so beautiful. High-rise building. I mean, we have a fire station everywhere, every corner. How can you destroy that? And you have the audacity to come here and say that this city will be destroyed? Come on. Now, I'm thinking about it. Lot, will Lot believe them or not? You know the story. Lot fearful of this warning. Why? Because these two men is not just a regular man. They coming here, they able to save me from the mob. Okay? And so, listen to me here. When you know Jesus, when the warning come to you, you believe it. But when you don't know Jesus, the warning come to you, guess what? You don't believe it. You think that's a joke. You understand what I'm talking about? Lot accept Jesus, and Lot see that God protect them, and now the warning come out, he accepted. Let me share with you here. You see, so many people today follow Jesus Christ. They go to church, they don't say, you know, Pastor, I want to listen to a good message with love. Don't tell me all these about judgment. Don't tell me all about these commandments I have to keep. Don't tell me about all this. I want to have a nice, peaceful message when I leave the sanctuary. But my friend, the Bible full of many warning. And should we listen to it? Yes or no? Yes, because warning will come to save you. Just imagine with me, if warning come to the city paradise, you think they might run off that middle of the night? Yes. But no one warned them. No one. But you and I are warned this very hour. You and I have no excuse that no one warned us. The Bible warned us this very day that the angel come to Lot and tell them, you know what? I'm not going to tell you a good grace salvation message. I'm telling you the destruction about hit this place. And hit this place now. You have no time. Now the angel tell Lot, say, hey, you know what? This place will be destroyed by God before sunrise. So I figure that you should think of any important thing in your home to gather up. You have some diamond? You have some jewelry. You have a car. You have a house. You have a passport. Hey, look, gather up. You have 8 hours to gather up before the sunrise. Is that what the angels say? Come on now, my friend. You got to read the Bible. Go with me here. The Bible says this. The man said, have you have anyone else here? Your son-in-law, your son, your daughter, whomsoever you have in the city, take them out of this place. I want to continue. Do you have your relative? You have a friend? You have a co-worker? You have someone that you want to be saved? Tonight is a night to put them out. My friend, the possession is not important. You can ask people in the paradise and say, possession is not important. Your life is important. Now, when the warning comes, Lot does not run out by himself. He starts to witness to other people. Wow, this is a beautiful message, my friend. I don't know if you see this. First of all, he accepts Jesus Christ. And second thing, God protect them. And number three, God give them a warning. Number three, God called him to witness to other people. You got that down? So clear in the Bible. And you and I going to go through this the same story. To witness. Because God decided not only to save you and I, He wants to save the whole world. He wants to save your family. If you're a husband like Lot, would you leave the city without bringing your children with you? No. How about your parents? No. And so Lot decided that very minute he believed the warning, he ran out to and fro to find his children, to find his friend. Now, how many of these people he went out to tell them that they believe in Lot? How many? None. That's what happened at the end of time. So many people that we warned them, many people say, oh, you're crazy. I mean, I live in Los Angeles, these high-rise buildings. You think any fire will burn this place up? No way. That's what people can say to you. This world getting better. My friend, no, this world not getting better. And so here, Lot spent the time the whole night. Let me ask you here. Did he witness during daylight or nighttime? I mean, night, are you tired? I mean, it's time to sleep. The message trying to say is, doesn't matter. Any time of the day or night, if a warning comes, we need to quickly share it. Don't wait for a convenient time. You know what convenient? Well, let me brush my teeth. Let me take care of myself. Let me have a good makeup on before I go out and talk to those people. Oh no, my friend. The makeup meaningless. If the fire is coming, I will stay up even all night trying to tell my children to leave. And so when the gospel comes, when the destruction comes, we do everything as possible. I'd rather spend the whole night or 3 nights trying to get someone out, and I can make up sleep other time. Because this time is more important. God say, work while it's still daylight. That means work when you still have energy. Work when they still have time. So, witnessing is part of our life. Jesus came to this earth to save everyone, not just you and I. And he wants us to spread this good news. Now, the Bible even mentioned about that. Just jot down the first point is God called you to accept him. You will be protected by God. And God will give you warning, and God calling you for witness, okay? In Matthew chapter 28, some of you already know, the very last message is go out every highway and byway to witness to me and baptize the Son, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? God said, go out and tell everyone, the whole world. Lot time is tell out in the Sodom area. But doing our time to tell out what? The whole world. The whole world. Fifth point, verse 17, Genesis chapter 19, verse 17. And here it is. And so it come to pass when they have brought them outside. Who brought them outside? Who brought Lot, his wife, and two daughters out? angel. Did Lot run now by himself? Oh, mine, I like warning. I love to run. I know I can get out by myself. No, my friend. As human flesh, we are glued into our possession. God have to pull us out. God have to yank us out. And sometimes I ask God, please help me. In my weaknesses, please pull me out of the city. You know, pull me out of this temptation. I cannot do by myself. Because Lot will linger. He said, you know, if I have a little bit more time, then I can tell my friend about it. If I have a little bit more time, I can tell my family about it. A little bit more time, that my wife can pack up all the jewelry. I said, no, you have no more time. The angel says, it's very coming. If you don't leave the city, you're going to die. And so the angel pulled that out by his hand, and he said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you. Why do you not look behind you? Why? When you look behind, guess what? You will say, you know, oh, I still remember something in the home. I can get it. When you run, you look. You don't look behind. You don't think about that. And that's what some people destroy at campfire, because they look behind. That's what happened to Lot's wife. She looked behind. She might say, hey, husband, give me a minute. I can run back. I have something so important in the house. I can pull out real quick. You know what? God changed her to a pill of salt. Two little lessons. Number one, God don't want to see Lot's wife destroyed in the fire. You want to dead instantly, or you want to be burned and you scream? Okay? Number one. Number two, God want to set example for you and I. Okay? Not only for Lot, but for his children. You see, we run it, the wife or the mother turn back, pill of salt. Man, I better not look back. You see? And so, warning had come out, you and I have to be heed to that warning. So, do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest you be destroyed. When you run out, you run far and wide. Do not just run just enough. When you leave sin, don't you run away from it. You don't just, I'm just go far enough that I be safe. No, my friend, this is not far enough. You got to run away completely. Okay? The people in the fire, they're going to run far. And why? They think that they can be close enough that they can protect the home. No. You know, some men try things that protect the home. You see, you know, I have a hose. You know, I have fire. I have water. You know, the way I come out, I'm going to spray. And he can get back, he witnessed. And you know what? The fire come, water is nothing. When the fire come out, it's dry up. Man, it's nothing. So we think we can protect ourselves? No. And so the lesson we learned from the last point here, you know what? God do everything to save us. The lesson we learned from here, first, accept Jesus Christ. Number two, that he will protect us. Number three, he will give us warning. Number four, he calling us to witness to other people. And number five, when the time is come, he will save us. The Old Testament, Sodom and Gomorrah, God pulled his family out. Because he believed in God, the time we have to run. And doing Jesus Christ come. Remember, Jesus said, do not, if two work in the field, do not go back. Okay? If two people do work in the field, do not go back. The people in the house, do in the house, do not go back. That story to try to teach the disciple, the warning will come. The city of Jerusalem will burn up. You got to run. You don't look back. Guess what? The disciple who heed the warning of Jesus Christ, guess what? They're able to escape Jerusalem. The end time, same thing. My friend, we can escape the fire come of this earth if we heed his warning. The time we have to leave, we got to leave. But this time we have to leave? No, I think this time we have to give the warning. We have to witness. When we faithful to our call, he will pull us out in time. Just imagine all the Christians run to the mountain and all the wicked in the city. Who will save them? Who will give them warning? Maybe people say, you know, I can give it. I can go up there and I can do television, radio, and I shoot down to the city and people can hear about it. My friend, saving people is connect with people. Okay? It's not try to email to people and give them a track and that's enough. You long to save them. And so God will still put us on this earth, to this city, is to witness to other people. Because there will be a time. There's no more time. That's it. That's it. Your parent, your children, your friend, if they accept it, now. Because today is the day of salvation. We need to listen. My friend, the lesson we learn from here is so important. If we just hear some testimony, we take this serious. Because this is not in our backyard, not close enough to our home, we don't know it, but listen to the testimony. Here one of the testimonies say, so now we are homeless, have no money, are trying to find a place. And this Von Hunt's family say this. And if that wasn't enough, that means that's not bad enough. That means you have nothing left. He says, it's not bad enough. Then I do close my eyes at night. I see flashback of the fire and the people trapped on our street. That's too vivid in their mind. The explosion and the screams will never be a sound that I can forget. When I heard that, I said, man, these people have nightmare every night that they can hear that. They can see people trapped in the car and cried out for help, and they even could help themselves. People running here and there, they're screaming, and no one helped. And now they still survive. You remember that. My friend, if these testimony, if not touched your heart, I don't know what will touch your heart. I know a man who lived in paradise. I visited this home a year ago. Beautiful home. And that's his retirement home. Around the home in that city, there's a lot of pine tree. And when the fire broke out, I tried to call him. I couldn't get to him. Not until a day later. I find he's still alive. That early morning, he walked out, he saw fire. Come so quick, he run in, he grabbed the key, grabbed his iPad. Only within minutes, the fire hit his house, he able to take off. He heed God's warning, and he able to survive. My friend, destruction will come quicker than you ever know. Today is a day. If you're not make right with God today is a day. If you're not accept Jesus Christ, today is a day. I don't know any other day. We don't know what happened tomorrow. And so I ask you, my friend, restudy this message about lost life in Sodom. That we pick every single word and learn so well that we were not destructed like other people. God wants to save you today. As you look at the passage today, as you hear my word say today, you and I have the warning where other people have not yet heard the message. So you and I have no reason to say that I did not know. You have no reason. This is not try to point out this religion right and that religion is right. And this is what Jesus teaches and this is the Bible. No, this is a time to make right with God so you be saved when God come again. Matter of fact, my friend, you got to able to listen to God's voice somehow. If you and I are so busy with life, you cannot hear God's voice. That's only you and I can depend on God's voice and the Word of God. Because when the time has come, that only can save you is His voice.
I pray for you, and I pray for myself, that you and I will be saved when the final destruction comes to this earth. How many people want to be saved by then? You want to? And how many people want others want to be saved? Your friend, family? Yeah. I want to so bad. I want to do something to save other people as well. Shall we pray? Dear Lord our God, Lord, this fire has killed so many people, destroyed so many homes, it took so many lives. I pray this story that help us connect with the fire that took place in the Bible. In that early morning, when people dream, people were flooded with possession in their life, when the fire comes, took them by surprise. Maybe just like the paradise. Lord, I pray that we are not caught by surprise at the end time. I pray that each one of us to take this serious. Look in this issue that we want to make right with God now. Accept Jesus Christ, our personal Savior, that He can come to our life and protect us. I pray that those who have not known about Jesus Christ, this is the day that they're searching for it. Lord, my last request, that you save everyone who are hearing this message this morning. That none of us be lost when you come again. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.